All of us have been called, as we know, to different vocations in life, whether it's the single life or the married life, or myself, the priesthood, many to religious life too, and serving in various religious orders throughout the church. We've also chosen secondary vocations in our jobs and careers, depending on the gifts and the talents that the Holy Spirit has given us. But whatever our vocations are, God calls us to do our best, to carry them out selflessly for the good of others. And I think we can do this most effectively by following Mary's words today in the gospel at the wedding in Cana. She says, "Do whatever the Lord tells you." And when we seek to do this, of course, we then act selflessly, and good things happen in our lives and in the lives of those that we are called to serve. But if that is true, it's not hard to figure out that the opposite must also be true then. When we don't do whatever the Lord tells us to do, then we have a tendency to act in selfish ways. And the sad part is that we can create unhappy situations in our lives and in the lives of others. I think we see a great example of this when we watch our little children, you know, 3 or 4 years old, maybe 5 or 6. You know, my niece, when I was home for Christmas, saw this example from her too. You know, as they're playing together with their cousins during their get-togethers or whatnot, they're so distracted and having so much fun that when their parents ask them to do something, the first question that comes out of their mouth is, "Why? Can't you see I'm busy? I'm enjoying myself. Why are you disturbing me?" But after the parent explains, "Well, I need you to be quiet," or "I need you to come here and do this or that," they gain a little bit of an understanding. Then they sometimes say simply no, because at that age, they are selfish. But parents know why they're asking the child to do something, and it's because they know it's in the best interest for the child, and if they obey, there will be peace and harmony in the family, and good things will happen. But the point is that as adults, even though we're growing up, we still are spiritual children. And we often don't realize that we can act at times in the same way towards our Heavenly Father. We may not understand what He asks of us, and we may ask why, or we may get frustrated because we don't get an answer. Sometimes we don't get an answer because we fail to remember to pray and to ask God. Other times, if we've done that, we can fail to realize that our simple human minds are not big enough, in this life anyway, to understand the fullness of God's plan and God's thoughts. And because we don't understand the plan at times, we can fall into sin or say no or just ignore God and hope that He'll forget what He's asking us to do. But then the sad part is that we become unhappy. And we may become more frustrated and even more selfish. But the good news today is that God understands why He's asking us to do the things He needs us to do, or to carry the crosses that He asks us at times to carry. God's plan of intense love for us, in the end, it helps us to grow in love and be better people. For it's our greater good that God always wills for us without exception. And so in our gospel today, Mary sets this great example for us. She does not ask why, because she sees that Jesus hesitates for a moment to solve her dilemma of running out of wine at the wedding. And she does not get frustrated, even though she doesn't understand why Jesus hesitates. But she simply says, with trust and faith to the servants, "Just do whatever the Lord asks you to do." And because they were all open to this and obedient without fully understanding God's plan, what He was about to do, Jesus honored them by working His very first miracle, changing the water into wine, perhaps before He was ready to start His public ministry. But He did so early because of the request of His mother and the obedience of the servants. And so when we listen to the Lord in prayer and when we obey Him without resistance, we see that those blessings, those good things can happen in our lives and in the lives of others. And this world then can become a better place to live. And so I think the challenge for ourselves today is this. As we enter into this new year, how can we make time, more time perhaps, for prayer in my own life, like I'm doing here today, so that I can hear what the Lord is asking me to do, especially within my own vocation and life, and carry that out, knowing that even if I don't fully understand, it will still, my obedience to God's will make me happier and leave me more peaceful. And so for those in the single life, we must remember that obeying the Lord will make us feel more fulfilled. And for those in the married life, it will make your marriage even stronger. And for those in the priesthood and religious life, or those studying for it, it will draw us into a deeper Christian service. So today we pray that, like Mary, we may more faithfully hear and follow the Lord's call in our lives by always giving our obedience to God's will as Mary did.